let's try and get one more before we go. Review number 11. Discussion and possible action on removal of Lake Greenberry Canal cut-through moratorium.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, we believe this is hopefully really a good news story both for the city of Granbury and the authority, and especially for Lake Granbury itself when it comes to potential future canal development, if there is any, on the lake. Next slide, Jennifer, please. If you recall, in May of 06, the board extended the moratorium on canal development at Lake Granbury. At that time, really it raised great consternation from the city, an impact to economic development in that. We, in turn, agreed to work with them to try to establish really a science that we could at least put, hopefully, our hands around that would pretty much protect water quality if there were new canals built via development on the lake. We contracted, as you know, with Brown and Gay. This past summer, the board approved the study from Brown and Gay and the specifications specifically within that study for development. We then started working with the city to get, and the county as well, Hood County, to get those specifications established in some type of subdivision ordinance. On the 6th of January of this year, the city did pass that. Each of you, I think, have in diligent a copy of that ordinance. So we're really here today to look at potentially lifting the moratorium on canal development in those areas that are under the jurisdiction of the city. We've excluded the county yet because in working with the county, they still have to get these same type specifications and that into some subdivision rules and that for them as well. They're predicting probably in the month of February and March they'll probably get that done, so it may be that April, if you do approve this, we'll come forward with a resolution to remove the moratorium for the rest of the lake and the county areas respectively as well. So I'm certainly willing to answer any questions you might have before I read the resolution. Yes, ma'am.
On page 267 in our book here, it talks about turning over the process of keeping the canals to a homeowner or a business owners association to maintain the canals and the cut-throughs. Mm-hmm. And then there's a two-year bond. Sometimes homeowners associations are not very successful. Have we tied this back to the city in any way where they are responsible for these canals?
I think specifically through the bonding of that, that's where the city, I think, with the bond would want to come back and be able to do any remediation that might be required should there be a problem within the canal and that itself. I don't know if that answers your question.
Is this just a two-year bond, though? This bond would not continue?
Scott, do you know specifically? Scott Sopcich is with the community development with the city of Granbury. Do you have an answer to that, Scott?
Someone is responsible for that 0.5 aeration, 5-point aeration on 266. How who's responsible for that? I mean, I don't read it here. Somebody has to test that. The aeration, that's the problem in some of the canals. Billy, you can address this better than I can. Ask it.
The question I think you're asking about, who is responsible for testing the effectiveness after it's implemented, correctly?
Right, if we raise this issue on the...
I think that's a valid question. Does the BRA continue to be monitoring?
But it's a water quality, 5%.
Water quality.
Yeah, it's a 5DO, I think.
But who's responsible?
Who's responsible for doing this?
We're doing new canals here.
I think the intent...
You haven't addressed that, Ken?
I think the intent is, and I don't know if it's specifically written in here, though, that the city, again, with the homeowners association specifically, would do that testing, and then we would monitor that to ensure that the 5.0 was maintained on a dissolved oxygen.
Can we get that in writing somehow? I think that's what Director Mayon is asking for. Somehow get that in our written.
We'll need
you know, an assumption that it's going to be done by the city or the homeowners association. Unvoiced expectations are never met. I think somehow getting this documented is the issue. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, if we're going to build more canals, we don't want to come up against the same thing just because someone is responsible.
Will that fall under the jurisdiction or the oversight, I should say, of the water protection project as far as testing is concerned?
Not necessarily from that standpoint, because we've kind of separated
canals,
from that.
Old canals is a separate issue, but on new canals, there is quite a bit that's required of a developer on such infrastructure as streets, sewers, all of those kind of things. If it was part of the development plat filing and part of the requirements and the restrictions that were put in the original development, that the HOA would be responsible for this testing on a certain, I think that would be enforceable. I mean, is this a... Yeah, and I think just documenting that this would be a required part of the filing would be an adequate response to the concern. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. I think we're talking about only the inside the city limits now, which wouldn't be septic systems.
Yeah, but also requiring Hood County to do it in there, you know.
We're not voting on that today, are we? No. This is just the city inside the city where we have a central sewer system.
Right, but the Hood County has yet to adopt the mini subdivision rules, and if they were to adopt these same rules, just like Hood County now has a requirement, and so many feet of the lake, you have to have an aerobic sewer system. That's part of the covenants that's required with the subdivision plat. If we would just make the HOA as part of the required testing and maintenance as part of the filing, I think that solves the whole problem.
Well, we may, if I understand it then, and Laura Lee, from a legal standpoint, I guess what we'd really need to do then is the city would have to move forward with that additional requirement and to somehow delineate that.
And the county also.
And the county too, yes.
Yeah.
Within what they've got already here, because what's really written in here is just that it will be maintained and not specifically a measurement standard or whatever, who would be doing that.
Who's responsible for the testing?
Yeah. Well, the intent all along would be the homeowners association along with the city, and then we would verify.
Yeah, and quite frankly, I don't care whether it's the city or the homeowners association. I don't
right.
care whether it's the county or the homeowners association, as long as somebody is named as responsible for seeing this done.
But BRA in the aggregate has the oversight
of
both
right.
those entities, though.
Yes.
This will really relieve a tremendous amount of negative emotional.
Yeah.
Contest between BRA and Granbury, I can tell you, it will live up to I'm sure.
We'll work that with Scott and the city and get something specifically delineated with that, too. I think they're more than willing to
do that.
Did that
answer your concern?
Yeah.
If I could, sir, real quickly, too, at the meeting last July, those of you that were here, if you remember, one of the directors also questioned, you know, if we're going to do this, if it gets down to it, is the city willing in any way to come back and remediate some of the issues that we have with some of the older canals and that, and asked me to talk that with them, and I have. The city manager told me last week again that they do have money in the budget this year to look at working with us to identify two canals within their jurisdiction and put some aeration equipment in there and see how that works. And if it looks like it's fairly successful and helping a little bit for whatever reason within the water quality, then they'd move forward each year to pick out a couple more canals to do that.
At the risk of incurring board disapproval, I would also say there's a third alternate to this testing. The BRA does have the expertise and the means of doing this on
sure.
a regular basis. And I think we would be willing to do it on a contract basis at a fee for the city or the county or the homeowner association. It's their responsibility to contract us to do it. Firstly,
if they would want to contract with us to do the monitoring, I mean,
that's what I'm talking about.
It seems kind of maybe a little bit circular, but it could happen.
Yeah.
Ken, let me ask one question.
Yes, sir.
I was at that meeting in July, and one of the questions, and this maybe just to jog my memory, who has the enforcement? It's if I understand correctly, if one of these new constructions does not go to plan, it would be the city looking to the HOA. And so is that kind of the final arbiter, is the city?
That's how we've left it right now. It's for the city to enforce that standard.
Okay, because we typically don't have enforcement standards.
Right.
Because in our situation, I believe, we would turn over any enforcement to TCEQ.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be initially the city.
Right. And,
okay. I'm just trying to make sure I understand the process. Okay. Any further questions for Kent?
Following resolution is presented for consideration of the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority for adoption at its January 26, 2009 meeting. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby recognizes the City of Granbury's Ordinance Number 09-360, an ordinance amending the subdivision ordinance of the City of Granbury, Texas, by amending Section 1.17, Definitions, 2.8, Final Plats, Parent Information and Format Requirements, and by adding Section 3.11, Canal Design Standards, regulating canal developments on Lake Granbury within the jurisdictional boundary of the City of Granbury, and be it further resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes that the moratorium on canal developments at Lake Granbury be lifted effective January 26, 2009 for that portion of Lake Granbury within the jurisdictional boundary of the City of Granbury.
I have one question.
Yes, sir.
We pass this. Mm-hmm. What about the question of the covenants and the filing and all of that? Are we going to make the assumption that the City of Granbury is going to do that? Or are we just going to swallow our bubble gum and accept it like it is? And, that's a question I'm putting forward to the board at this point because it was brought up and we discussed it. Like here's City of Granbury's comment on this.
Absolutely. The City of Granbury has a development review process where all the jurisdictions get together to the table to offer comment to the developer. We'll submit plats to the BRA to make sure that they're in the pipeline. And once the plat goes through the process, we'll ensure that those deed restrictions are filed and we'll administer those and enforce those deed restrictions.
And they will be required.
You've heard a reading of the resolution. Do I hear a motion to adopt?
Move.
Motion by Leroy Bell. Second. Second by Chris Adams. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer DeFluid?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Bellon?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Bennett?
Yes.
Aye.
Director Carrava?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Porter?
Yes.
Director Sloan?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Director Steinmetz?
Yes.
Director Ward?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Great. Thank you, Kent. We're going to go ahead and break for lunch now. Take 45 minutes, be back here at 12:45. Thank you very much.
Almost.
Bill Howard's running back down to